look, I think it's you know, it's nice to be recognized, and you know, to play in this league for 300 games. Probably the list of players that have been able to do that is pretty impressive. So you know, I guess have that longevity, do it primarily with the Wildcats, I think even probably makes it even a bit more special for me, myself as well.
With your determination, you're probably always going to achieve, but there's probably been two times where people thought maybe you wouldn't go on. You're firstly sacked by New Zealand and then the hip injury.
Yeah, look, you know, I came to this country in 2004 playing in Burnie, Tasmania. Too many imports make it out of the Siebel, and let alone come along and play for, you know, the best organization in the league, in the Wildcats, and able to the tradition that we have here. So, you know, I think, you know, you just you give it a go, and thankfully things have worked out. You know, it's definitely wasn't the ultimate plan when I left the USA, but I'm sure glad I ended up in Australia, and especially in Perth, and you know, everyone here has really made this a special home for me.
What was the review like after the New Zealand game the other night?
Look, I think it was a tale of two halves. Second half, we really played with that desperation and played with that, you know, trademark Wildcat basketball, held them to 31 points. And you know, we were switched on and ready to play, but you can't give a team like that a 23-point lead. So there was lots of areas that we could improve on, and you know, I think for us to only have Matty Knott have three or four shots, you know, he's one of the best, if not the best, big man in the league. So we got to make sure we play through him a bit more, and you know, I think that'll settle us down on the offensive end, and then that'll actually help our defense as well.
How does it get to the stage where probably the best big man or one of the best big men, you can't get it inside to him, or he just doesn't get a touch?
Look, we were surprised. You know, when I saw the box score after the game and to see that Matty Knott didn't get that many touches, I was surprised as well. You know, I think that's... It's one of those things where we've had an emphasis of playing through the post in the preseason, and you know, maybe the fact that we were down by 15, 20 points early, we kind of panicked a little bit, and we didn't stick with our offense, and that's a learning experience for us. You'd rather learn that in game one than first game of the in the finals. So you got to make sure that we correct that, and you know, in training session today, we did a great job of it.
What'd you make of DeAndre's second half? Had a couple of big highlights, but did start fairly slow, just like the team did.
Yeah, he's finding his feet in this league as well, and you know, as his teammates, we got to make sure that we help him out, put him in position to be successful, and you know, I think he'll have a great game come Friday night, and you know, I think, you know, he showed glimpses of how talented he is and why he was a second round pick in the NBA and on the cusp of going to the best league in the world.
Greg's injury, how much will that hurt you if he's out for a few weeks?
Yeah, well, you know, Greg's he's a huge part of our team, and he was probably our best player on Friday night. So just the energy and passion that he showed is what every single guy needs to have when they step on the court with a Wildcat singlet on. So hopefully, you know, it's not too bad. We'll just I think the medical team's going to be working overtime this week, and we'll just hope that he is able to play. I guess we'll know later in the week.
Did you see what happened there?
Oh, I just went to go cut on a normal play, come off a screen, and I think just he felt something in his calf. So I think hopefully it's not too bad. But it wasn't anything that you you know, didn't look anything bad when it initially happened. It was just something. I think it was just one of those freak things that can happen in practice.
Drake and Damo both look like they'll play. Both pretty important players.
Yeah. I mean, you got you know, our point guards out there, so they're the ones that lead and get us organized and make sure we're in the right spots and communicating. So, you know, it'd be good to have Drake back, and Damo's a little under the weather, but I think he'll be fine by Wednesday. Be here for training.
You said you panicked a little bit when the score got out to 18 to 23 points. Did players probably become a little bit individual and start playing for themselves as opposed to what the Wildcats are all about and play as a team?
Yeah, I think there was times where we didn't move the ball. You know, it was we got so many talented players that they can take over games. It's just finding the right times when it's appropriate. And, you know, I think in that stage, when you're down 15-20 on your home court, we've got to make sure that we get it back just gradually and working through the offense. And then when the time arises to step up and maybe make a big play, then be ready for that.
I'll just ask one more. 10 years at the one club is a little unusual for an NBL basketballer and a professional athlete. What does it make you feel that you've achieved that at the one club?
No, I think it's huge. I mean, I think when I came in the league, you know, I don't think there's too many players still playing, but let alone still at the same club. So to play at one club for 10 years, you know, to be able to make a great city like Perth your home and build a life here, I think for professional basketball is huge. And, you know, I'm proud that, you know, I can, you know, my kids, all they know is Australia. So, you know, it's pretty special. And, you know, I don't take that very lightly. It's, you know, I'm pretty proud of that.